You're listening to the Real Estate Way to Wealth and Freedom podcast, episode 23.
Welcome to the Real Estate Way to Wealth and Freedom podcast with Jacob Ayers, providing actionable content to help you along your journey to financial freedom through real estate investing. As the premier asset class, real estate has helped ordinary people just like you amass fortunes. Benefits of passive income from real estate investing will allow you to live a life you want. And now, your host, entrepreneur, real estate investor, and apartment deal syndicator, Jacob Ayers.
Hi, and welcome to the Real Estate Way to Wealth and Freedom podcast, episode 23. I'm your host, Jacob Ayers. Today, our guest is Daniel Rocha. Daniel is a real estate and finance professional with a diverse background. Throughout his career, he's had the experience of looking at business opportunities from different perspectives. Firstly, as a corporate lawyer, then as a corporate lender, and lastly, as a real estate lending professional. He is currently employed at Zeus Mortgage Bank, a Houston-based mortgage and crowdfunding provider of home equity loans and mortgages to individual consumers. The Houston Business Journal and Inc. magazine placed Zeus Mortgage Bank on the list of fastest-growing companies in the United States. Daniel holds an MBA from Rice University, Jones Graduate School of Business, a postgraduate diploma in corporate finance from Universidad Iberoamericana, and an undergraduate degree in law from Universidad Anahuac Norte. He has lived in Venezuela, Mexico, Saudi Arabia, and the U.S. He currently resides in Houston, Texas. Today, I welcome on the show, Daniel. Daniel, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Hey, so Daniel, could you tell the audience a little bit more about yourself and how you got started in the real estate investing arena?
Sure. So I have a finance background. I started my career doing corporate finance for banks. And then I had a great opportunity with a company that does crowdfunding called Zeus Mortgage Bank. And I took advantage of it. And I was always interested in the real estate market. I just wanted to jump fully, even if it's from the sell side, and doing mortgages and Harmony loans. So far it's been very rewarding. Before I was working on very large deals, but very few a year, and now I'm working on a ton of deals every day, although they might not be as big, but they're just as exciting.
Yeah, that's great, awesome. So Daniel, can you tell us a little bit about hard money, what it is exactly, and how investors can use it?
Sure, so a Harmony loan is an asset-based loan that we structure based on the after-repair value of the property. So how can an investor use it? Well, when the investor is in dire need for quick access to liquidity, that's when you go to a hard money lender. So if you want somebody that can close you in 10 business days, that's when you go to a hard money lender. So definitely that's something to keep mind of when you're thinking about either going the conventional route and getting a normal mortgage, or talking to one of us and try to get a loan.
Right. Okay. So hard money loans aren't necessarily a long-term product, but rather kind of a bridge loan to get you into that longer fixed rate loan, right?
Absolutely, Jacob. So it's a short-term loan, often structured anywhere between 6 to 12 months. And it's a loan for you to either fix up the property and flip it, or refi out of it and get into that long-term mortgage if you want to keep it as a long-term rental.
Now, okay.
Why do you think you need to come to a hard money lender at times? Is because, and not a lot of people know this, but there are rules with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac that often if the house is very neglected, then it won't pass a home inspection. So these lenders won't. Normal mortgage lenders won't be able to lend on that sort of collateral. So they have to bring it up to code with the hard money, and then that property qualifies for like an end user mortgage.
Yeah, right. Okay. Mm-hmm. I've also seen in the past where sometimes the property is in such bad shape that there are no comps out there for, you know, your traditional lender to compare and appraise the property. So maybe a scenario like that, a hard money lender might be of use.
Yeah, and you know what, you might be surprised because the way that we work, and especially in situations like that, so what do we ask from the client? We usually ask them to provide a couple of data points. But once we have all their information and we choose to move forward, we're going to ask the investor for an itemized repairs budget. Now, that itemized repairs budget, we're going to present it to the appraiser. So the appraiser, based on that itemized repairs budget, is going to calculate that after repair value based on whatever comps are around. Now, you might say, it's like, yeah, man, some houses might be pretty much destroyed. But, I mean, these guys are good. So they know what they're doing. So if you give them a good itemized repairs budget, scope of work, and you give them access to the property, they can definitely get to some good value.
So your appraiser is going to take what you plan on doing with the property based on your itemized repair budget and assess what that property will be valued at in that future date, right?
That is correct.
Okay. So it is a very heavily asset-based loan, but you are still taking some personal finance data points, as you say, and you know, assessing the loan that way.
Oh yeah. So two examples are your credit score and your cash reserves. So you might ask, like, hey, Daniel, so if we're using the asset, why do you care about my credit score? Why do you care about my asset reserves? So often, I think a lot of lenders out there really do a disservice to other investors when they don't ask for at least some proof of capability of repayment. And they're more out there to get the investor in trouble more than, and sometimes steal their equity in the property, instead of actually just being in the business of lending money.
Yeah, it almost sounds a little like predatory lending, right?
Correct. Correct. So that's something that you should definitely be very aware of. If they don't ask you for like any sort of credit score or any sort of asset requirements, just, I mean, doesn't mean that they're a bad company or anything. Just tread carefully.
Right. Okay. So that's one thing to be looking for in a hard money lender. Is there anything else that a borrower should be looking for in a lender?
Yes. So most of the times I have a lot of investors, especially new investors, and the only thing they ask me about is my interest rate and our points. Now, that is very, very, very important to ask, and I think ultimately that's what's going to make your financial model work. However, there are other aspects about the loan that you have to be very, very wary of. You should ask me, hey, so is there any prepayment penalties for the loan that I'm going to give to you? Like, at least in my case, with my company, there is no prepayment penalty. There's no prior notice, but some do. And then ask, it's like, hey, are you going to put me in a draw schedule? How many draws can I make? And just so you, Jacob, you know, and the audience. So the draw schedule is how many times you can draw out of the quote-unquote escrow account for repairs. So the difference here is if I give you four, then I'm not giving you all the flexibility that you need to complete your project. Now, if I give you limited, then that gives you a lot more flexibility for you to complete the project in however many stages you want to complete it. Yeah, those are definitely aspects to keep in mind. And yeah.
Yeah, okay. So some of the key differences between hard money lending and traditional financing from, say, banks are, one, the duration of the loan, and then the structure of it. You know, hard money lending is a much shorter duration. You mentioned 6 months to a year. Are there any other differences that an investor should be aware of in between hard money lending and traditional financing?
Sure. So, yes, we focus more on the asset more than the income verification documents. Now, like I said earlier, for us, it's speed of the essence. I know that investors come to us because they have a closing coming soon. So if you are going to go with a normal mortgage, just be prepared to wait anywhere between 4 to 5 weeks to get it done. And with us, we should be able to close you within 5 to 10 business days. Ultimately, what really delays the process for a harmony lender is the appraisal process. That's what takes the longest. So as fast as the appraisal moves, we can move, right? So something to keep in mind as well.
Yeah, awesome. And then maybe another reason that a borrower is coming to you is if maybe they're maxed out on their Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac loans. These hard money loans from, say, Zeus Mortgage don't count against them on that, do they?
No, they don't. They don't. And that's a very good point that you're bringing up. So, yeah, if you're at that point where you maxed out, then by all means, we can definitely work with you via that hard money loan.
Right. Okay. And one thing you mentioned just a couple minutes ago is drawing against your rehab budget. Could we nail down a little bit on about how that process works?
Absolutely. And the way that I would like to show you this, I think it would be best if we go over an example. Would that be okay?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's do it.
Sure. So say you come to me with a project, right? That the purchase price on the contract is $120.
Okay.
And you have scheduled that maybe you have estimated that it's going to need anywhere between, say, $40,000. It's $120 purchase price. You're going to need $40,000 in repairs. And you're thinking that, hey, maybe I can sell this property for $210. So you have a healthy $50,000 spread taking in repairs without taking into account the holding cost. Now, before I get to the draws part, now let me talk a little about the financing. So when you come to me with a deal like that is going to be after repair value 210, I'm going to lend you on the loan to value on the ARV. So that could be anywhere between 65% all the way to 80. Now, in this case, if it's 210 and I loan you, say, 75%, mm-hmm. then you'd be looking at $157,500. And now the money that you need is the 120 plus the $40,000 in repairs. So that doesn't really complete all the money that you need. So you have to bring that difference that goes into the equity of the property plus a closing cost.
Right. Okay.
However, say I lend you 80% and I lend you a little bit more, then there is a possibility that you can come at closing with absolutely $0 and roll all the fees and all the closing costs. Have it roll into the loan, come to closing with zero, and that way maximizing your cash return.
Yeah, that's awesome. So essentially coming to the closing table, $0 out of pocket.
Oh, yeah. I've had many investors do it, so they love it. And, I mean, this business is all about levering your cash, so we understand that as much money as you keep in your bank account, that's the lifeblood of your business. I mean, you can have the best logistics, the best contractors, I mean, the best network, but ultimately it boils down to having that dry powder to really make your dreams come true.
Right. Absolutely. It really magnifies your cash on cash return too. The least amount of cash you put down magnifies your cash on cash return, unless you're essentially putting zero down and you've got an infinity return, which is pretty good.
There you go.
Okay. And also, Daniel, I think something worth mentioning from an investor's perspective, partnering with a hard money lender, you get a partner in your due diligence period as well, because say you with Zeus Mortgage, you're going to go in and look at the deal and give it a second look, just as I did as well. So you're kind of getting a partner in the deal as well, right?
You know what? Yes. And thank you for mentioning that, because not a lot of people see it. They might see us sometimes as an adversary more than a friend in the transaction. So yes, you come to me with a deal and the first thing that I'm going to do is like, hey, pass me your item master repairs budget. Let's order an appraisal. Let's just make sure that, say, this deal, which is 210 ARV, is actually 210 ARV. So that way, we make sure that you're covered, that I'm covered, and that we both make money. So I think that's a way that we're partnering the deal. And you know what, Jacob? There's a lot of times that I've had investors come to me, say, with the same deal, like, hey, purchase price, $120, repairs, $40. And they told me the ARV is 173.
Right.
Like, well, $30,000 spread. Well, that's still a lot of cash. That it's just too tight. I tell investors, like, look, you gotta find me. I have to respectfully decline some transactions.
Yeah, right. You hear a lot of house flippers using the 70% ARV rule. Is there any kind of rule of thumb that you use when underwriting deals? Is there any kind of max ARV limit you guys like to see or anything like that?
Sure. So, as I was saying that your cash bit of a lifeblood of mm-hmm. the business, and how it is paramount for you to keep as much as you can, right?
Right.
I think something that every investor has to protect is their credit score. We look at credit scores a lot. We're not the only Harmony lender that looks at it. So if you're making sure that you're keeping that credit score about 680, then you're going to have access to the best rates out there. You know how often people tell me, it's like, hey, you Harmony lenders, you guys lend at over 15, 16, 17%. Yeah, we do. But that's for people that have sub 650 credit score.
Right.
Now, if you come to me with a 720, then you'd be looking at 9.5 for 70% of the ARV, which for Harmony standards, it's not that bad. It's actually pretty reasonable.
Yeah, and a lot of people probably look at that and kind of cringe in comparison to traditional financing, but a few key points that we've already mentioned are you're getting a partner in your due diligence, and you can possibly go to the closing table with $0 out of pocket, which is a huge, huge plus in the investor's perspective. So two really big benefits of working with a hard money lender just right there.
Not only that, Jacob, also the traditional financing option simply does not exist. Because the property does not pass the inspection.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what are other reasons that an investor might come to you for a hard money loan? Maybe bridging into a long-term financing. We've talked about kind of the flip scenario. Are there any other scenarios would make sense for investors to consider hard money loans over traditional financing?
Okay, so when speed's key, when you need immediate liquidity, when that's a great question. So
yeah. Okay, and what about seasoning periods? You know, sometimes lenders require you to hold a property in a certain type of loan or what's known as a seasoning period for a certain duration. Could you potentially get into this hard money loan and then if things work in your favor 3, 4, maybe 6 months later, refinance out of that loan for no penalty?
Okay, you know what? Yes, you can. However, we don't have, say for the Harmony loans, we do not have seasoning period. So it's not going to be required prior to getting to the Harmony loan. Now, if your plan is to do a long-term rental with that property, then by all means, that's going to be required. And at least with my company, we could do both. Because we're both a short-term and a long-term lender, and our origination fees are reduced because we already have all the files in place. But you're right. So you can definitely do both. Getting to the long-term investment loan, yeah, without a problem. I think that's definitely a good strategy.
Okay. Now, I know not every lender deals in hard money loans for commercial residential properties, but are there any differences that investors should be aware of in between hard money loans for residential properties and commercial multifamily properties per se?
Great. So for a Harmony lender, the deal becomes a commercial deal whenever the unit has more than whenever the property has more than 4 units.
Right.
So if it's above 4, then we consider it a commercial and a commercial deal, and the risk profile is a bit different. So we tend to see it as a bit riskier because we tend to lend on the value of the property itself, on the asset. So for many commercial deals, usually they work because you are analyzing and you're looking at the cash flow and you're looking at the projections and you're looking at the tenants that you're going to have in place. We don't do any of that. We're not interested. We think for us that's the risk profile doing that is a bit too much for our taste. So we just look at the value of the land, value of the structure. If there's any other inherent value on the property, we're just going to disregard it completely.
Right. Okay. And it should be noted that those two different property types are valued differently. Your commercial loans are valued with the cash flow, like you said, or the net operating mm-hmm. income, whereas mm-hmm. you're looking at after repair values on those, say, single families, duplexes, tris, fourplexes, based on comps, right?
That is correct.
Okay. All right. So we've kind of talked about seasoning periods. Earlier you mentioned points. So a customer might come to you and ask you, Daniel, what are your points and rates? Well, rates is a pretty obvious one, but for those out there that don't understand points, can you explain what that is?
Absolutely. So 1 point is 1% of the loan amount. And that might sound simple enough, but this is where it can get a little complicated, especially for new investors. So a lot of the Harmony lenders out there, what they do is that they can roll the one of the points or half a point onto the payoff. So when you decide to refi or flip the property, you pay back the principal amount plus, say, a point or two. So they'll tell you, it's like, hey, it's 1 point up front and 2 points and 2 points at payoff. So those are schemes that we've created to keep as much cash as we can on the investors' pockets prior to having the flip ready and having that I guess boatload of cash fall on your lap after they flip.
Yeah, right. That's just another point that goes towards what we were saying earlier. Is some people look at hard money lenders as adversaries, but really, it's in the best interest of you as the hard money lender to make sure that the investor is successful and has enough cash to sustain their project and things like that, because you're kind of a partnered team at this point. So,
oh yeah, Jacob, you're totally right. I mean, here's the thing. So, in this business, a lot of this business is based on repeat business. So if I get you a deal that I know you won't be able to get out, guess what? You're not going to recommend me. You're not going to come back to me. So it's something that although it's an unregulated industry, I think that it works best if we try to keep a sense of integrity what we do. So we're not trying to steal your equity. We're actually in the money of generating revenue via just points and interest payments, not the equity, the property.
Right. Yeah. You guys don't want those properties to come back to you. That's not what you're in the business of doing. So.
Oh yeah. No, if we were lawyers, maybe, but we're not.
Right. Right. So Daniel, on a hard money loan, are there typically interest only periods on these types of loan products?
On most of them.
Okay.
So these are all interest only loans. So yeah, don't be expecting anything that amortizes or anything like that. This is just interest only. And then you pay off the principal maybe after 6 months, after a year.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. So as a customer coming to you, Daniel, what are your rates and points? Could you answer that question in a broad, it depends kind of answer? Mm-hmm.
And yes, we like to look at our rates and points from, from a holistic point of view, because we like to take into consideration the investor's credit score and their cash reserves.
Right.
So
okay.
That ultimately that's going to determine their rates and. So now, but I am going to answer the question. So you'd be looking right now. We have a promotion for 9.5% for 70% of the ARV, and you'd be looking at 1.5 up front and 2 points on the back. Now. In general, you're going to see rates anywhere between 9.5 and 15%. And ARV, you're going to be looking at anywhere between 65 all the way up to 80. And in points, you're going to be looking at anywhere between, say, 1 all the way up to maybe 3 or 4 up front and always 1 point on the back.
Okay. All right, yeah, that gives the audience a general perspective and comparison to what they can expect in regards to traditional financing in comparison. So, all right, Daniel, is there anything investors should think of before looking at hard money loans? Any kind of warnings or beware signs?
Sure. So, first of all, we're not your first source of financing. So always remember to go to friends, family, and fools first. Then come to us.
I like that.
Also, just like you, we're people. We're not evil, and most of the people that work on Harmony, most Harmony lenders are truly passionate about the industry. I'm truly passionate about making deals. So often, whether you're in business, you can call a Harmony lender and just have them look at your numbers, give you tips and whatnot, because they just love doing that sort of things. At least in my case, I love looking at his numbers. So that's something to keep in mind. Like, hey, like if you have a question, just pick up the phone and call. Like we don't bite or anything like that. What else? Yeah, and when you call Harmony Lenders, always make sure that you already have your purchase price, you have your estimated repairs, you have your ARV, your estimated ARV, know your credit score, know how much money you have in the bank. Well, I think that one's pretty basic, right?
But, right.
And that way they can provide the best service to you. And I'm not going to say that's about it, but that's about what's coming to my mind right now.
Right. Okay. Those are some of the key points you should think of when mm-hmm. or before calling your hard money lender, and some scenarios to consider. Mm-hmm. Well, awesome, Daniel. Well, there's certainly a place and time for hard money loans, and you've done a pretty good job at explaining that. So I'm sure the audience is now looking at their opportunities and will consider those in the right time. Is there anything you'd like to leave listeners as we're wrapping up here? Any kind of parting advice?
First of all, keep listening to this show. I think you're doing a great job, Jacob.
Good. Yeah.
That's, yeah. And it, great. No, thank you for doing this, because often there's a lot of information out there, a lot of information that might be false or some information that might be misconstrued. And I think by doing shows like this and interviewing professionals in the field, that's how you get the best knowledge out there. So definitely. Thank you. Thank you, Jacob, for doing this. The audience listens to shows like this. This is very, very, very positive for your future endeavors in this field. And that's it. Just kind of, and best of luck to everyone out there. And if anybody out there has a deal and wants to run it through me and wants to talk about it, hey, by all means, I'd love to.
Yeah, I know you're always willing to talk about deals and help people out. So mm-hmm. for our audience who may have some questions about hard money loans or maybe want to run a deal by you, where could they reach you or contact you at?
Sure. So my email is daniel.loca@askzeus.com. And my direct line for my office here in Houston is 713-275-7835. And hey, if you're in the Galleria area, we're located in 5177 Richmond Ave, Suite 640. So by all means, swing by and hey, let's chat.
All right. Great, Daniel. We appreciate the offer and certainly appreciate your time on the show today. It's been informational, to say the least.
Awesome. I'm happy to hear that.
All right, Daniel. Well, thanks for coming on the show and we'll talk to you later.
All right. Thank you, Jacob.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
All right. That wraps up our episode today with Daniel Rocha. If you're getting value out of this show, please let me know by leaving a rating and review. Please subscribe to the show to be notified of new episodes. You can now find the show on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spreaker, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn Radio. As always, if you have any questions or comments or want to hear something or someone specific, just let me know. You can email me at info@jacobayers.com, contact me at www.jacobayers.com, or connect with me on Facebook at The Real Estate Way to Wealth and Freedom. Till next week, signing off, I'm your host, Jacob Ayers.
You've been listening to The Real Estate Way to Wealth and Freedom podcast, providing you actionable content to build your real estate empire. Nothing on this show should be considered specific, personal, or professional advice. Please consult an appropriate tax, legal, real estate, financial, or business professional for personal advice. The opinions of guests are their own. Information is not guaranteed. All investment strategies have a potential for profit or loss. The host is operating on behalf of the Real Estate Way to Wealth and Freedom, LLC, exclusively.